The Traveler's Journal, November 5th, with considerations for planning an adventure tour. The last decade has seen a proliferation in the range of places adventurous travelers can go and what they can do once they arrive. Though there's no exact definition, adventure vacations are the fastest growing segment of the travel industry. Internet-savvy travelers can now research endless possibilities, as well as identify a trip operator or outfitter to make most of the arrangements. But finding a good match and making a final decision still takes due diligence. First, verify how long any organization or outfitter has been in business. Do they have a printed catalog they can mail you? Be wary of any firms that only market online. When you get a catalog, is it a substantial publication or a do-it-yourself color copy? After you've read the brochure cover to cover, call up and ask some questions. How does the company characterize its offerings and culture? Say, providing luxury or value? What distinguishes it from its competitors? What's its most popular trip? Ask about the history of the trip you're considering. How long has it been offered? How big are groups? What have past participants said about it? Ask for names and numbers of several you can speak to, ideally someone similar to you. How often is the tour canceled? Finally, what do they know about the composition of the group for the dates you're considering? A 30-something single may not enjoy a week biking with a dozen 50-something couples. While you may not get answers for all your questions, the way they're received will speak volumes about the company you're considering. For a world of travel options, check our website, travelersjournal.com. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer.